Hi there. The word for you today is the answer to your worries. In Proverbs 18:21, we read, "Death and life are in the power of your tongue." That means your words either work for you or against you. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, writes Solomon, and then he adds, "And those who love it will eat its fruit." So that old saying, "You'll eat your words," is more than just a meaningless cliché, it's the absolute truth. Jeremiah the prophet writes, Jeremiah 15:16, "Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." The psalmist writes, Psalm 107:19, "They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses or worries." Now listen to this, "And he sent his word and healed them." So God's word is the medicine that heals worry. So what God has to say about the issue has got to become what you say about the issue too. Otherwise you're contradicting him and you're disconnecting yourself from God, the source of all your blessing. If you're wise, you'll surround yourself with like-minded people who speak God's word into your life. And you'll limit your time with those who have no interest in God's word. If you want to grow the right kind of fruit, you've got to have the right climate. And the words you speak and listen to determine the climate of your life, the direction in which it goes, and ultimately the result you get. There is no secret to success. The Bible says that when you learn to, quote, "meditate day and night in God's word," you will, and I quote, "prosper in all you do." So, a big part of the answer to your worries is to live in God's word, believe God's word, and begin to speak God's word over your situation. Okay?